If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Brooks Boyer just popped on the phone. Hey, Brooks, this is John Williams with Mark Harmon and Steve Bartrand. How are you?
Guys, how are you? I can't do a Harold Baines other than saying evidently.
Okay, but tell me, you guys, if you think this is a great Harold Baines question. Baseball is great for numbers, and it remembers the numbers, and it loves its statistic and its history and research and stuff like that. Harold is in the top 10 in Major League Baseball in three-game home runs, grand slams, and walk-off home runs. Isn't that amazing? How cool. And so here's the great question. What would you rather do? Have a three-home run game, which we already had this year, a grand slam, or a walk-off home run? What would be a bigger thrill for you as a hitter? Harold, your thoughts.
Mark Carman speaking as Harold. That's a no-brainer, John. You want to hit the walk-off home run. You want to run around the bases. You
want to
hit
the game. Really? I like the grand slam.
I was thinking of a three-home run game. That's
to win the game?
You're probably going to win if I hit three home runs. If we don't, that's on you guys. That is so not on me.
You can't beat a grand slam. You guys are crazy. Wait, the grand slam's when there's three people on base and then you hit a home run, right?
That's true, too.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's, I mean, huge.
Brooks, pretend you didn't hear that last part.
You saw you called Brooks?
That's just wrong. I mean, I would take like 38 seconds to round the bases if I hit a walk-off
right.
home run.
Right.
I do a cartwheel. I would be at every Sports Center highlight possible.
And then the next game, you get a fastball in your ear hole, right?
That'd be okay because I hit a walk-off.
So, Brooks, what's the attitude at the ballpark this year? I'm sure it's positive and up every year, but I know you had a conversation like this with Steve earlier, but how would you distinguish this year from previous years?
Well, they're, as you guys are feeling over there where you're sitting and I'm in the ballpark, there is this air of excitement over the process, over what we're going through, and the fact that there are young, talented players on the field today, and there's another wave of young, talented players on its way, and there's a wave of young, talented players after that. And people have seen, whether it's the Cubs with the process they went through, the Houston Astros, the Kansas City Royals, the last three World Series champions went through this process. So I think our fans understand it, and they're excited about it.
So baseball teams educate their players about the team they're playing for. The fans know the team. Some of these guys are new. I mean, they're young. They're younger than some of these people have been fans. So I wonder if they appreciate the opportunity they have in front of them right now.
I think they all understand that Chicago is a unique market. That you know, they've been told and they've heard about what playing at Guaranteed Rate Field is like when it is full, and they'll get that experience today. And the younger guys will hopefully get that as time comes on. We try to make sure our guys do understand. Ricky Renteria does a terrific job of making sure these guys understand the history of the game. They see in spring training guys like, you know, Bo Jackson and Jim Thome walking around, Harold Baines walking around. They know the history of our franchise and how important and what the White Sox mean to its fan base.
Was really, Brooks, I think it's just, you know, the atmosphere today is awesome. But you go back to last year, late in the season, Moncada comes up, and I don't know, I'm sure you felt this, there was an atmosphere around the club, just the energy in the clubhouse itself, where you could just see right now that it was coming, and it was like exciting to get the offseason, exciting to get to spring training, and now to be here on opening day. Because it's been building. I think it started second half of last year.
No doubt. The excitement to see some of these players, and even if you look at our first five games, you know, we're not necessarily throwing this around as a marketing department, but our fans certainly are, and our players are. Ricky's boys don't quit, and there were times when you would watch games in past years where if you went down 3-1, you were pretty sure that, you know, that we were going to lose that game. Now these kids fight, and I think it represents the White Sox and the South Side of Chicago really well, that these boys are going to play as hard as they can for 27 outs.
Hey, before I let you go, give me one ticket package or promotion that you're excited about. Our listeners right now should make sure they do what, Brooks?
Well, I think your listeners should make sure they get out to the ballpark, whether it's in a ballpark pass, ticket package, which with one low price gets you into every game in April, May, and September, a 10-game plan, or just coming out to the ballpark a few times. Our experience is second to none. Everything is affordable. We have tickets as low as $5 on Sundays, and parking is only $10. So a family of four to be in a big league game for $30, that's pretty amazing. There's no reason not to come out to a White Sox game. Fun, exciting team, great experience, and it's baseball. Couldn't be better.
Senior Vice President, Sales and Marketing for the White Sox. Hey, Brooks, nice to talk to you on the phone. Let's meet in person sometime, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Can't wait. Go Sox. We'll see you at the ballpark.